And now I want to talk about the Brentwood Theatre, because they're putting on a production of a wonderful show for Christmas this year based on the C.S. Lewis family classic, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Now, Narnia runs at the Brentwood Theatre right up until the 30th of December. And joining me now is Director of Narnia, Ray Howes, and Assistant Director, James Sinclair. Welcome to you both. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Bob.
Hello. Nice to see you. Also, we've got Tiana Mullings from the theatre here taking a few photos. So welcome to you too, Tiana. Hello. Now, thanks for coming in today. First off, Ray, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up becoming a theatre director?
Well, I started 40 years ago plus.
Wow.
I did my apprenticeship at the Kenneth Moore Theatre in Ilford.
I know it well.
I started as an actor and then went on to direct. This was in the amateur area.
Right.
I then spent an awful lot of time on their professional pantomimes and branched out to other venues such as the Gulbenkian Theatre in Canterbury and the another theatre in Stratford, the Stratford Circus. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've also become an old stager, which is a member of a very small band of amateur dramatic actors. It's the oldest running company in the world. It's 167 years old.
Wow.
And I direct for them on a yearly basis in Canterbury.
Right.
As I've got older, I've decided to go more into directing and stop acting. The capacity to learn lines isn't what it was.
Oh, right.
Okay. And I find I quite enjoy bossing people around.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So I went to Brentwood Theatre and I've been there for 7 years as their professional Christmas show director.
Fabulous. Just a little bit of experience then, yeah.
Just a bit.
And the same question to you, James. What's your background and what does an assistant director do, apart from the obvious? But
well, that's a very good question. But sort of background-wise, I came to acting and performance quite late, really. I didn't start until I was 17.
Okay.
I started dancing with Sandsgate Theatre School, who used to be based in Herringate, run by Jackie Sands. From there, I got the theatre bug.
Right.
But just wanted to perform as much as I could. So sort of a lot of my early years was performing. But I also loved all the backstage elements.
Sure.
So I went on to train at Harlow College. At the time did a performing arts course, which covered both performance and all the technical aspects of theatre and backstage aspects. I then went on to do stage management at Guildford School of Acting. Meanwhile, carrying on my dancing and singing sort of in spare time.
Yeah.
And then spent many years trying to break into the business. Did a few sort of small jobs. But then as the years were rolling by, it was sort of felt like time to try and earn some reasonable money. So I sort of fell into property maintenance and property development.
You've got to pay the bills somehow, haven't you?
Exactly. While I was doing that, I then came back to the amateur scene and started sort of with Shenfield Operatic Society, playing leads for them. And then I got the opportunity to direct one of their shows, which was Cabaret at the Brentwood Theatre.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
And that was probably about 2007, at a guess. Now, don't know where the time's gone. And since then, I've been directing musicals at the Brentwood Theatre and at the Queen's Theatre for amateur societies.
Okay, yeah, lovely.
And then 3 years ago, I was approached and asked if I would like to come along and choreograph Wind in the Willows, which was the Christmas show that year, to which I sort of gladly said yes, and have progressed sort of on. Last year I'd choreographed again. There was more choreography involved last year in the show. And then this year I was asked if I'd like to assist Ray, with the directing side as well, which again, gladly I accepted.
Right, and you're doing choreography as well,
and,
are you?
And I've choreographed this year as well.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
So I've sort of been helping Ray. I mean, this show is there's an awful lot of music and sound cues, and technical aspects. So, sort of between the two of us, we've been working through all of those and getting those in. So one of us has been able to focus on performance, while the other has been focusing on a technical aspect, and vice versa.
Good so team effort. Are you a good team? Do you work together?
Well? Yeah, I think an excellent team. Yeah,
we've both had a great time over the last couple of weeks.
All right. Well, now this is a production of the Brentwood Theatre Company, I believe. Can you tell us a bit about the Brentwood Theatre Company?
Well, basically, the Brentwood Theatre Company was formed quite a few years ago when it was decided to do a Christmas show. Right. And the people at the time who formed it took a definite decision that they were not going to do pantomime.
Right. Yeah.
This was going to be the alternative to 4 Million Aladdins and 5,000 Cinderellas.
Great idea, I think, yeah.
And so they started off with quite a few. There was a guy called Dave Toltec, who is now in Greece, who directed for them for some time. There have been various other directors, but gradually over the years, the selection of the show hasn't changed in the fact that it has to be a children's story and not a pantomime, and it's not performed as a pantomime. Now, children's stories are lovely, but there is a tendency that the public want musical children's stories, which has made our life a little bit more difficult. It's a superb venue at Brentwood, very intimate. So each year now, for the last goodness knows how many years, the Brentwood Theatre Company have selected a team of producers. The head of those producers this year is Andy Prideau. And they have gone and found themselves a script and then found directors and asked the director and the assistant, although in James' case he's more like another director, he's put so much work.
Okay.
But they then approached the directors for that year, and it's been my luck to do it for 7 years.
Right.
I think they've got used to me. And then we look at being able to stage the thing, whether we can do it in the space at Brentwood Theatre, and also whether we can do it at the cost.
Right, yeah.
We are restricted, obviously, in space. It's a very small auditorium and doesn't have a lot of wing space. So we could hardly do Titanic, although it might have been done there, I don't know. But
no, not that I'm aware of.
We did do Les Miserables before us, which is quite amazing. But anyway, we come together on a staging, and we put that, have a meeting with the company, and then we decide how we're going to go forward.
Right.
And every year, the Brentwood Theatre Company then gets in various hard-working people who are part of the club.
Okay.
Who come back every year. And I go off with James sometimes, or somebody else, to the West End showcases of all the big theatrical schools.
Right.
And because our policy is to try and cast new talent.
Okay.
So we've got it in our head what we're looking for in context with the show, but we then go up and we start to form a list, invitations, leading to auditions. And the Brentwood Theatre is in total, company's in total control of that.
Okay, yeah, right. Well, it was your first performance yesterday. How did it all go? Did it all go to plan?
Just about, yes. I think we just about got there. It was very well received.
Good.
We had a school in yesterday morning who came in from Ilford, so they had a bit of a journey, and one of their buses broke down on the way.
Oh, dear.
But thankfully they weren't held up for too long, They thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did notice a lot of the performances in the first couple of weeks are early in the day, aren't they? Is that because it's mainly for schools at that time?
Yeah. Yes. The first sort of week and a half to 2 weeks generally tends to be for
schools. There's still later performances in the day for the general public, aren't there, I think?
There are
later on in the programme.
Later in the run.
Right.
All the details are obviously on the website of times of performances.
Okay.
What is slightly sad this year is that the take-up from schools hasn't been as good.
Oh, sure.
And we put that down to finances.
Yeah.
Previous years, we have a lady called Sue Arira who is responsible for the school location, and she works really very hard going around all the schools. But there have been negative responses, and we think that is financial.
Had to trim their budgets.
Which
yeah.
is a great
yeah.
shame.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the play itself, or the musical it is, isn't it? Because the music and lyrics were originally written by two Americans, Thomas Tierney and Ted Drachman. But from what I've read, the production retains a sort of very English character still.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
What I think, we've adopted a script, and it very often does happen, in order that we can keep the casting level down, because we can't put 21 actors on, which Narnia would quite likely command.
Right.
We have 8 people working, and so we have to adopt a script that will enable them to do character changes,
yeah.
which is very interesting for the actor to be able to play yeah. more than one, you know, one character.
Yeah.
But also technically is scary, because yeah. very often they're changing from a schoolboy to a dwarf, and that's visually as well,
yeah,
in a matter
yeah.
of about 7 lines.
Right.
So we have to look at all that. But it's going very well, but it is an American adaptation
yeah.
for 8 people, but it has retained the original music, which is what appealed to us.
Yeah.
And of course, it was originally The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
Hence, it's now called Narnia.
Yeah, sure. Now, imagine the story is quite a difficult one to present on stage. You've alluded mm-hmm. to some of the problems here. But the children are transported into the magical realm of Narnia with talking animals and mythical creatures. And of course, Aslan the Great Lion. How do you create all that magic on stage?
We have a wonderfully creative wardrobe mistress.
Right. Absolutely, Lynn Trubridge.
Has done absolute wonders with the costumes. And Will, Lynn's husband, who has done all the props for us.
Then we've got
fabulous Aslan mm-hmm. and a witch. And dwarfs and wolves, and as Ray has said, sometimes they've got a matter of seconds to change
yeah,
from one character
to
the other.
See a sort of a furious lot of activity going on behind yeah. the scenes.
Well, the timing and the technicality,
yeah.
and in this case, the intricate music,
yeah.
because we have discovered the score is lovely, but it's one of these scores that doesn't. Your dialogue doesn't stop and your actor sing. It's underscored, which is
yeah.
very, very difficult.
Timing,
because the actor has got to have that. Music's got to come in during the dialogue
yeah.
and it's got to, the cue for singing has got to match exactly where the dialogue finishes.
Of course, yeah.
And that's no mean feat for actors or technicians.
No, I can imagine.
You know, but
yeah.
they're doing it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Visually, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
We've got a wonderful lighting man called Peter Taylor. I think it's his first year as lighting, being in charge of lighting there, and he's done a wonderful job.
Yeah.
And the intimacy of the auditorium makes it so special.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mm. I'm guessing this is primarily a production aimed at youngsters, but will the adults enjoy it as
I
well?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Mm.
Okay, so, Ray, as the director, do you have to be there all the time at every performance, or do you let go of the reins sometimes?
No, basically the routine in any theatre, amateur or professional, is that the director's job finishes when he signs off at the dress rehearsal to the stage manager.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Mm. You can still give notes, but generally speaking, it's the stage manager's responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's what happens here. The administration of the company, side issues such as everybody's got to be there at the 30-minute call.
Right. Yeah.
Obviously, we
yeah.
don't have understudies.
Right.
We haven't the budget. So we've got a school sitting there, and if they're not all there, you've got to have enough decision time to know what you're going to do.
Sure, yeah.
Unfortunately, the know what you're going to do may be one of us going on. It hasn't happened yet.
So you hopefully
could,
it won't.
You could be Aslan at any moment then, could you, I suppose?
Well, hopefully not. But no, I mean, it is in the field of... We have to keep within budget. It's an expensive business.
Yeah, yeah.
We have 8 actors, 41 performances, and the theatre cannot lose money.
No.
It has to make money, and the money is made goes to the theatre.
Right.
But, you know, obviously, if we had a succession of Christmas shows that permanently lost money, it would be in danger of
not happening,
happening at Christmas, which would be a great shame.
Yeah. Well, it sounds a fantastic show, and I really hope it's a great success.
Thank you.
A lot of work's gone into it. How about you two? What's coming up for you next?
Well,
I'll go back to my day job tomorrow.
Okay.
Decorating somebody's study tomorrow. So the paintbrushes are coming back out.
Right. How about you, Ray?
Well, every year now I turn around and say I ought to step aside and let somebody else do it. And this year is no different. Mm. But once the dust settles and you get into the new year, because I'm retired, I do find I get bored.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say never again. But I do think it's time another director had a chance at Brentwood. Okay. To use the facilities, and I think we're sitting next to him.
Ah, okay, right. Well, we shall watch this space and see what happens next year. All right, lovely. Well, thank you very much. Narnia runs at the Brentwood Theatre up until the 30th of December. Tickets are £15, but concessions are available. And to book tickets, you can call the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305, and if you missed any of that, you can listen again and see the details up on the Phoenix FM website later on today. So Ray Howes, James Sinclair and Tiana, I'm ticking in your name wrong, I do apologise, Tiana Mullings, thank you for coming in today, and very best of luck with the production of Narnia.
Thank you very much for having us,
and a Merry Christmas to
same to you. Yes.